I just read something on progressive Vaishnavism yesterday. But what do you do if one of your devotee friends or acquaintances admits to eating chocolate or drinking coffee or whatever? Would you reject them? Yes, joking, but made a point. I know some devotees who, when you meet them, after a while they soon throw in some inquiry whether you chant your japa and follow the principles and this and that. It seems that this is a way for them to make a quick assessment of you. Your status, who you are today. And if your answer is positive, then they accept you as a devotee. As someone maybe worthy of having as a friend. But also, it may be a quick way to determine if what you are saying and doing should be accepted. In other words, while this may seem like a safe way and quick and practical, just think about it. You then don't rely on truths, philosophical truths, you know, what makes sense and so on, but on external behavior and appearance. In a way, it's an anti-intellectual stance.